Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What did you think about the fight?
I beat him. Everybody out there know I beat him. I controlled the fight. He was missing. I hit him clean more times. I beat him.
You averaged eight punches. Less than eight punches was the most punches that you had in the round, and it seemed as though you couldn't get
it
close enough.
It already sounded like you was against me. So I already ain't got a fair shake talking to you. But let me talk some. Let me let y'all know. I want to thank the whole hood who came out here. I love y'all. I did this for the hood. Y'all know I beat that boy. What they trying to do is get that money again with Pacquiao and Floyd. But it's cool. I ain't worrying about it. I'm still that man. I'm on top. Cincinnati, stand up. West Side. 2-5.
You're 3-3-1 in your last seven fights. What will you do next?
Hey, I'm 3-3-1 my last seven, but I'll be 7-0 against you.
Well, that wouldn't mean much. That's the end of this interview.
Adrian Broner didn't like losing to Senator Manny Pacquiao.
Good for Jim Gray. He handled that as well as you could have possibly handled something
that. He just immediately said, I'm not talking to boxers anymore. Where the hell is Pete Rose?
Well, that wouldn't mean much.
All right. I want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
That really means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin for all of his hard work and wonderment. And
Tommy! Kevlo.
Thank you, buddy.
That's the end of this interview.
Thanks for giving me the schedule. Thank you. Thank you, Ray. Thank
you. I'm still that man. I'm on top.
Yeah. And now is the time we welcome in Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight. Gentlemen,
good morning. Morning, guys.
Fellas.
There's no way Super Bowl Sunday can come close to that. There's no way.
I don't know.
It could come close.
I mean, I don't know.
Not in its totality.
Dan, the last two time games is
the
tough
Patriots
match.
Went to overtime in a playoff game, it was the Super Bowl. They won in walk-off fashion.
I know, but this was two overtime championship games without all of the Super Bowl bullcrap.
Fair enough.
It's just meat. It was just an entire day of letting it just get in your bloodstream. It was perfect. And it was cold, so you didn't feel compelled to go out or do anything. There's nothing to do except make a huge pot of soup and watch football. What more do you
want?
That
was a great day for football.
Oh, just
did you hear James Corden? I thought that was hilarious. He said that the Patriots have now ended their 11-month Super Bowl drought.
Yeah. It also was a great day for soup, though, by the way. It was,
oh, yeah.
You know, good soup all around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The family wanted chicken soup. I said, this is the perfect day to do it. We'll start it around 4. It'll be ready around 8, and everybody will be happy.
It's good. It was good for brandy, too, if you like brandy.
Fine girl.
Or whiskey. You like whiskey?
Yeah, that would get in the way, though, yeah. I think. If you start too early. I mean, Connor maybe can do that.
I'm a day drinker. It's really the only thing I'm good
but then, then you're going to miss the second half.
You're gonna do it right. You got to time your naps. I did convince myself I was going to go down to a convenience store and grab like a pint of ice cream or something like that during either one of the half times. And I actually got shoes on once and decided, no, it's too cold and I don't care. And these games are far too good. Yeah, I just
As cold as it has been this winter.
You're craving.
Just kind of wanted.
Is that a euphemism or a pint of?
No, I really wanted to rip through a pint of ice cream with a bunch of chocolate or something like
Joe
that.
Joe Madden was right. You millennials are tough to communicate with.
Yeah, we're all over the place. We don't communicate really. That's kind of the benefit.
No, but I did
Bailey's
cream. I did the halftime run. I did a very very quick halftime run for the soup ingredients, and then I'm at the Jewel. They didn't have any turnips, and I needed two turnips, so then I had to go to Mariano's just to get turnips. So you, but luckily they're right next to each other.
How
can you be out of turnips? Was there a run on turnips? It's a whole bin. It's empty.
It is the winter. I mean, it is when people go
Really? Is that a root vegetable thing?
Yeah.
Root vegetables are kind of a fall, winter.
There's plenty of parsnips. They're out of turnips. What are you doing?
Why can't you just go parsnip if there's no turnip?
I use both. It's not. My soup's got to be what it's got to be.
And this is your OCD parsnip, kicks in when it comes to soup time.
No, there's a way to make soup. You got to have the turnip.
No, do you know Campbell's at all? They do soups.
Chunky. I like that. Fine soup.
What do you have against chunky?
Yeah, what's wrong with chunky?
Nothing at all, but it's not.
Aren't you the chunky soup?
You make soup from scratch.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Didn't you have chunky soup for breakfast?
Yes.
How do you do that?
Okay. Yeah, that was a go-to. So
how do you do that while you're
watching? That's an odd thing to acknowledge, though.
Wait, what?
How do you make soup from scratch when you really didn't have 15 minutes to spare in the course of those games?
Because there's
there was one after the other.
The huge cutting board.
Get there early and do it before the game begins.
You arrange yourself to cook while you watch.
No, because the TV's right here against the wall. Hmm. You're right here at the kitchen island. You have the giant cutting board, and you can watch while you're sort of
and then you're
preparing everything.
All of a sudden, one of the kids is like, "Oh, it's Dad's thumb."
It happens.
Yeah, he was watching a game, and let me sew that back on. ball almost hit it, but it went over that thumb.
Almost hit it. Where can I peg everybody here on the scale of Patriots fatigue and Patriots amazement? Where is everybody
at? I don't have the fatigue yet.
No fatigue. There's no fatigue.
I don't think so.
From either of
them. I love greatness, and I think we're seeing something we're not ever going to see again.
Yeah, I marvel at Brady's ability
to
look. I mean, any time he runs, you're reminded of how old he is, but when he stands in the pocket, that's athletic. Look, that's athletic what he's doing. People say he's not a great athlete, but you just can't help but admire the way that he's taking care of himself to the point where he's this good at this age.
Zero fatigue. No fatigue. Less than nothing.
I don't really have it.
It's amazing.
I'll miss it when it's gone.
Yeah, exactly.
I think you can be fatigued and still miss it when it's gone. That's part of the human condition.
Explain
just not really understanding.
He's too handsome and too rich.
He's a weirdo.
You said Brady.
Brady himself.
Patriots fatigue.
As far as Brady himself, I mean, the guy's a certified loon.
Do you have the same reaction when you see LeBron James show up in the NBA Finals every year?
No, I don't. And I think it's probably because he's been on so many different teams. I think because the iteration of LeBron has been kind of over and over again. I think also there's a different dynamic there. I think Belichick.
How about apple pie? Do you hate apple pie?
No. I don't think you can. I think it's amazing to look at that team, the way they do it, the way they're always there, and not find any kind of. You're just signing up. You're ready every February to have your appointment with Bill Belichick and the rest of the Patriots. First,
because I know the way I feel about this. I mean, I understand why Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are easy targets and why there would be the fatigue that you speak of. But I think from a football perspective, you almost respect the way that they consistently come up with different ways to get to the same place.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And I don't think,
a football perspective, there's a lot to admire.
And say what you want about Belichick, but even when they struggle, they seem to get their act together by the end of the year. It seems like they are building towards something that everyone else can't figure out how to build.
And they have the December that they always have.
You can set your clock.
It wasn't this successful last month of the season.
And Tony Romo said during the broadcast at one point, he's like, they just ran a formation they haven't run in 8 years. Like, that kind of thing is so cool. It's so amazing that they can zig and zag and everyone else is going one way and they're cutting across. I respect the hell out of what they do.
They almost ruin it for everybody in a way when everybody's looking for the secrets of hiring the assistants away to bring some of the magic that's just through osmosis. And invariably, the assistants are horrible at their jobs and they get fired. And people still keep doing it.
When they beat Seattle, they did a TV special on the NFL Network. Dustin taped it. I also saw it at live. And it was – they basically showed them in practice – practicing that play the interception. Mm-hmm. That was not happenstance. That was not, they recognized Ernie Adams, who's Belichick's high school buddy that's on the hotline and, is in charge of cheating or whatever the hell his role is. He's the guy who picks apart the rules and everything. He found that play. They had used it 4 years earlier, and they thought that's something that they will run when we get – and they practiced the play, and they showed them telling the corner, no, you got to cut down and get in front of the ball. And sure enough, they win the game because –
they are more prepared than anybody else.
And Dan, you bring up a good point, though. So when you're looking for what we do in every NBA Finals, World Series, or Super Bowl, the takeaway, the copy. There's nothing to take away to relate the Bears to the Patriots, because the Patriots are so unique in the way that they do what they do.
They also remind you that your players that you cut, they can sign and make useful. That's another constant in this league, where you're always personnel and we're grading the drafts and we're talking about development, and they just churn through guys, and they'll bring them in and they'll get them out, and they'll bring them in and they'll get them out, and they'll just suck out whatever use they possibly can out of something. It's sorcery.
It's like Mully said, how good do you think Jordan Howard would be as a Patriot?
They'd figure it out.
He'd be unbelievable. He'd be like greatest running back in all.
Why did they let him go? That would be the reaction.
But I mean, but look at what they did with Chicken Dinner Road. No one thought that guy
Shea
could play
dead. LeGarrette Blount. You can go through the list of guys who have been.
Mark Anderson was a pass rusher for them. And they
Jose Altuve.
They find their stars and take advantage of that. They found Gronk in one-on-one, and they found Edelman in one-on-one. James Calvin had a hell of a day.
But
he's
you
a
can
big
take,
part of that team.
You know, Robbie Gould came here because
James
he
Calvin
was,
White,
he was
by the way.
They took him out of college. They tried to fix him because he had a different approach to the ball, and they ended up cutting him because they had Adam Vinatieri at the time. So the Bears are looking for a kicker, and they're like, who's the guy that New England cut? They must know something. And that was Robbie Gould. That's how he got in the NFL.
And he had a construction job at the time.
Exactly. Yeah. And they brought him in, and he won a kickoff, and not a kickoff, but a series of guys kicking.
Brief breaking news. The Bears are going to play the Raiders in London next year.
Ugh.
Wow. Huh. Jolly good.
Can't the NFL has announced that. Yes, the Bears and Raiders will play a 2019 game
locked
in London.
Show trip, baby. Let's go.
Now the good news is our
I'm
our
to London. I'll show you London, pal, like
Uh-oh.
You've never seen it.
No.
I know. Believe me.
All the
I know all the
you
places to go.
That's an international incident
I'm
waiting
not kidding
to happen.
I'll take you to the rooftop bar. I'll take you to Fred's, the Greek restaurant, all the places that are open
go to
after
London
all
the
bars
food,
close. No, the bars close at like 11 o'clock.
If you know his stories.
You need to know late night places.
It ends with your nose being broken by some Scotsman's forehead.
Oh, that'd be nothing new.
We're coming out of this place, Fred's. It was a drinking club my buddy belonged to. And who was walking in? But what was the guy's name? It was
Carlos Santos.
It was Carlos Santos.
Frank
no, the guy from Drugstore Cowboy. The
Matt
guy
Dillon?
From Matt Dillon. Right. So he's there with Claudia Schiffer, and I'm walking out with my buddy, and this guy like this Matt Dillon is like, oh, look at these guys, and he says something to us, you know. So it's a couple of South Side guys, and I'm like, hey, Drugstore Cowboy, what are you doing? Hey. And the guy, like, literally ended up running down the street away from us, you know? A couple of hulking Southsiders. Like, he didn't know we were American, which tells you something about him.
So he was starting up with you for, what was he just pointing?
He was just talking and putting on a show for the girl, and he started giving us a hard time.
I thought Claudia Schiffer was married to David Copperfield.
This is years and years ago. This is, like, around Drugstore Cowboy.
Okay.
She was
the guest model at the time, right?
On what?
No, she was.
How many pints did you have at that point, Molly?
She was the face of the guest.
Well, you'd have to look up Google whether he ever dated her. But let me tell you something.
Drugstore Cowboy was 89, and she wasn't with the magician until 94.
Okay,
so there was
a
grace.
So back
period
off.
Okay. Yeah, back off.
All right. Sorry, just trying to put some things together here. That's
what do you
all
got going on? Thank you.
We got a lot of football talk today.
Keeping them honest.
Chris Raybon, the senior editor for the NFL at Action Network, is going to give us his take on the day yesterday in the Super Bowl matchup. Midday Midway at 11. We got a couple of chances to win $1,000, and we are out early for the rip-roaring matchup, Bulls at Cavs.
Ooh.
Someone's O has got to go. Somebody, there will be a winner. There will be a declared winner of that basketball
2019
game.
Winner.
Wow.
All right, guys. We'll
have
be
a good show.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.